Cortex Spray Technologies has agreed to an informal settlement with the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. The March 18th explosion destroyed the production building and left two workers in serious condition. OSHA originally proposed $424,000 in fines against Cortex for multiple federal safety violations, but last month agreed to a lesser fine of $250,000. That's contingent with Cortex's promise to immediately bring the company into compliance. OSHA spokesperson Scott Allen says the administration is more concerned about workers' safety than collecting fines.
If we can show that we don't take lightly the safety and welfare of people in the workplace, and the companies see that another company is receiving a fine because they didn't do the right thing, they're going to think about it before they put the worker in the wrong situation.
Spooner Mayor Gary Kuske is glad that an agreement has been reached.
What I'd like to see them get things done and get up and running. I mean, it doesn't do them any good to be paying fines. It does them good to get into production and creating jobs.
Cortex has until December 31st to be in full compliance with federal safety regulations. They manufacture spray technology and corrosion inhibitors. The company news release says they hope to resume production in January. In Superior, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.